What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Fernanda Ramirez. Hello, welcome, nice to see you. It has been a hot minute and I'm sorry. I'm truly sorry. I didn't post a podcast for 2 weeks. And am I ashamed? Yes. Am I embarrassed? Yes. Am I heartbroken? Yes. And you may be asking, Fernanda, if you feel all these negative emotions, then girl, why the heck did you not post an episode? And honestly, you're right. You can tell me what's wrong with you, okay? I am the one to blame right now, but the reason is because I was on probably the best vacation of my life in Costa Rica, and that is my only, my only excuse, honestly. I was away on vacation to Costa Rica for 2 weeks with two of my best friends, and it was a life-changing trip. I am not being sarcastic. I actually want to move there immediately, and I'm low-key in pain that I'm not there right now. And I feel like for the past 2 days, I've been in a limbo of what is life, because all I want to do is live in a little surf town and eat fruit and have poke tuna bowls and dance to salsa music. Like, guys, I'm going to give you guys a little recap, but basically in this episode, I want to talk about perspective, because this trip really did open my eyes and broadened my perspective. It made me realize so many things. It made me see things from a new light. And I want to talk about this because I find it super interesting how your perception of reality is based off of your like internal awareness, if that makes sense. Like basically what you are feeling inside makes your perception what it is, and basically how you can change your reality through changing your perspective or broadening it. So honestly, there's so many things I want to talk about. It's kind of just an open conversation. I want to speak on why it is important to broaden your perspective. I want to give you guys some recommendations for books, for shows, for movies. I want to talk about ways that I have opened up my perspective and my eyes, as well as ways that you can broaden yours, and just talking about journal prompts, and also just kind of reflecting on some of the main things in my life that have really just made me so much more aware. But yeah, I think that this episode is going to be really fun, really interesting. This is something that I'm really interested in, and I feel like you guys will leave this episode with some new piece of information, or at least a new perspective. So before getting into the actual meat of this episode, if we dare to say, but I feel like we shouldn't say because why? That sounds horrible. I want to give you guys a little bit of recap on my Costa Rica trip. Now, if you don't care about this, you can skip forward. But I do think that it is a little bit interesting, and it kind of gives some insight into why I feel like my perspective changed so much. But before we go even into that, make sure you're subscribed to this podcast channel on YouTube. We're almost at 100K, which is freaking crazy. And as well as make sure you give it a review, a rate on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to this podcast. And make sure you tune into upcoming episodes. I post new podcast episodes every single Wednesday. And yes, I know I didn't post the past 2 weeks, but we will not be doing that in the future, okay? We are back on track. We are back to work. We are back on the grind. And I'm really passionate about this podcast. So let's get on into it. So, Costa Rica. Oh my goodness. I am going to make like 3 different vlogs on it. So if you guys want to see what my trip was like, vlogs of it, definitely check out my YouTube channel. They should be up within the next couple of days or in the next week or so. I do have some videos going up before those. So I don't want to get too in depth with it right now because you are going to see it. But I will say that this trip was one of a lifetime for a number of reasons. Number one, I went with 2 of my best friends, my closest friends that I would consider like family. First of all, the 2 of them have known each other since they were like 3 years old, and I have known them since I was like 14 years old. So we've been besties for life. At this point, they're not even like best friends, they're more like sisters. But as time goes on, as my friends become adults, like they're all working, they're doing their own thing. And honestly, I hadn't spent much time with them leading up to this trip because we're all busy doing our own things. So I was a little bit nervous because I'm like, I haven't seen them in a while. But as I assumed it would go, it went amazing. And if anything, I think we got so much closer and we just really bonded. And I feel like we all had like a spiritual awakening. Like it was truly a trip where we got to reconnect with nature, reconnect with things that we enjoy doing. We got to step outside of our comfort zones. We had conversations that we hadn't had with each other before. I feel like we broke boundaries of comfortableness together. We were like cuddling. It was just so sisterhood. If I can put it into a word. Like, it was just amazing. And I don't even know. I feel like I tried so many new foods. I spoke Spanish for a lot of it. I personally have never been to Costa Rica before. And first of all, it was amazing just discovering a new country, and I'm freaking obsessed with it. The nature, the wildlife, the people, the food, like everything is insane. But I felt even more connected to it because they spoke Spanish and they have that obviously Latin vibe to it. I feel like sometimes, which I actually think this would be a really interesting podcast episode, if not a YouTube video or whatever, and I talked about this before, but it's that I am a really honestly whitewashed human being. Like, I am full Mexican, yet because I live in Canada, I feel like I've felt a little bit disconnected. Or in fact, I didn't even ever think about my like culture or whatever, because there wasn't really, I don't know, I just never reflected on it. And living at home, I just, you know, it is how it is, whatever. But the more that I travel to places that are Spanish, I realize how much I actually enjoy being around it, because it reminds me so much of like my family and my parents. And I feel like I've reflected on it more. And I'm like, you know what, listening to this Spanish music actually really does feel like it's in my roots, because my parents would always play it when I was younger. And I was that child at like 3 years old, maybe not 3, but like 7 years old at a Mexican party while they're like blasting their Mexican tunes. And I was like sleeping on the couch being like, Mom, can we go home? But I was like at these parties since I was so young. And so I feel like all of these things, like even eating Spanish food, whatever it may be, all of these things have been ingrained in me since I was like a child, but I never really acknowledged it. And then now that I've grown up and I don't do those things anymore, and then going to like a Latin country, I'm like, wait a second, this all feels like home. So honestly, I felt like it was like a little reconnecting moment. I felt really like I would live here. Like, this feels just so wholesome. So that was one thing. I also feel like for the past 3 years, I have been glued to my phone. It's basically since I started my YouTube channel, and my life has just become my phone, which is kind of, I don't know how you want to take that. Either so sad because, girl, look up, or so amazing because I'm so blessed, so happy, so passionate about what I do. And I'm just like so grateful for all the opportunities I've gotten. I'm so grateful that this is my job. I'm so grateful that I can make a living off my phone. I'm so grateful to connect with so many people, to know so many of you guys. But at the same time, girl, look up. Like, it's just a weird phenomenon, if you will. But for the past 3 years, I've been also only doing basically work trips, like going to Montreal for work, going to New York, going to LA, going to New York, going to LA. And I think I did like a Mexico trip once or twice with my family and my boyfriend. And even then, all I did was work. And so I feel like I haven't taken a true vacation or traveled to a new country or experienced something new in what feels like 4 or 5 years since my freaking European grad trip. So experiencing something new really felt like 2 weeks, felt like 2 months. Like, I really think that I rewired some circuits in my brain and I created some new pathways, which is amazing and great and very inspiring. And even while I was on the trip, I feel like a lot of the topics that we talked about, like the first few days that we were there, kind of came to a full circle by the end of the trip, just in little interactions we had or in conversations we had or experiences we shared. Like, everything just felt like a full chapter of a book in the span of 10 days. So I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't know what was in the water over there, but I came back a new person. And something that I said, I think like the first few days that we went there was that, okay, wait, it's been like 2 minutes and I really forgot what I was gonna say. I completely lost my train of thought. But moral of the story is, this was an amazing trip. Another way that I can say that this trip changed my perspective is that I am so used to being on this hustle culture, hustle grind. I feel like everyone in Vancouver is very individualistic, is very working on their craft, working on their grind, like just trying to, honestly, I feel like afford this city because this city is so freaking expensive. And going over there, you really get to see that work is not people's number one priority. And in fact, they're all about like being with nature, connecting with each other, having fun, enjoying, like literally surfing. Why is surfing their top priority? I don't know, but I love it. It just really made me realize that it's not that deep. You know, I can be working so hard on my phone and like doing all this stuff, but compromising sometimes even my own health or my happiness just because I'm like trying to get something up or trying to do more or do better or gain more subscribers or attend this event. And it's just like these people are having such a good time and they're just, you know, being with their people and being in nature and just enjoying their life and having fun. I also want to point out that I acknowledge that this is 100% not every single person by any means. I was really in a surf town, so my perception was like seeing the tourists or seeing the people that like surf for a living, and I know that that is a very privileged way to live, or it could be that like their expenses aren't that much and they really are like minimalistic and don't value materialistic things. So this is by no means everybody. I'm not generalizing the people that live in Costa Rica because I know that this is like such a specific group, but this is just obviously where I went to vacation. So it was what I saw there. And I don't know, I feel like even my friends, they're in school and they're working, and it was really just an eye-opening experience to see how some people live. And it honestly kind of made me even question living in Vancouver. I just feel like I love Vancouver and it's honestly such a beautiful place. So I don't even want to complain. I don't want anyone listening to this podcast thinking that I'm complaining about living in Vancouver because I'm blessed. And I know it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. But as someone that potentially struggles with like seasonal depression and wants to shimmy and dance all the time, I feel like the quality of life in all these other like tropical places just seems so amazing and unreal. And I feel like they're always freaking happy. Obviously, that is not true, but you know what I mean. So anyways, I just feel like I had the best time. I honestly didn't even post that much on YouTube or on Instagram, and I felt kind of really guilty about it because, again, that's my life. But at the same time, I just enjoyed myself so much that I feel like I can't be too angry at myself because I feel like Oh my God. I remember what I was going to say earlier. What I was going to say earlier was I said at the beginning of my trip that I don't think I've ever come back from a trip relaxed. I was explaining to my friends, I'm like, guys, every time I go on a trip, I come back with needing like 3 weeks of recovery. And by that, I mean every time I go to New York, every time I go to LA. And that's usually because I'm working so hard, I'm so stressed, I'm overworked, or like I'm drinking a lot, I'm eating a lot of junk food. Low key, American food makes me in so much pain every time. And I said that at the beginning of the trip. And by the end of it, like I feel so creatively inspired and just like honestly longing to go back there. So that was also something that changed my perspective. The fact that not every trip has to be this like painful, stressful, weird experience, that it can actually just be like a rejuvenating trip, which sounds like common sense, and me saying it out loud almost sounds a little stupid because you would think that that's common sense. But for me, only going to like fashion weeks and like LA work trips, that was not common sense. But anyways, moral of the story, I need to move to Costa Rica. I love it there. I would love to live there for like 3 months in the winter so that it's their dry season. I low-key just want to have my yoga certification and be like a yoga teacher and do pottery and be creative and eat fruit and tan and listen to Spanish music and go to the club. That sounds so pathetic, but I mean, like, I think it's ingrained in my Mexican body to want to party, and I just want to shimmy all day long. So anyways, I think that it needs to happen at some point, and I feel like it would be super actually fun content, so like I think it would be fun for you guys to watch as well. But yeah, in the meantime, I guess it's summer in BC here, so we don't want to not take advantage of that. So I'm here. I'm actually going to New York next week for a really exciting brand like opportunity event. and I couldn't be more grateful. So yeah, that's where my vibe is right now. I came back super tanned. I came back to a clean apartment. My mom honestly helped me like deep clean my place while I was gone, which is so, I love her. What else? I've been posting a lot on Instagram, posting, catching up on everything that I did while I was away. I went to the gym today with Trinity. You guys know she's my gym buddy, wellness buddy, and I was so glad to see her. Saw my boyfriend, super fun. I'm just resetting now and coming off the high of being away. I feel like for the past 2 days, I've been literally a slug in my bed because I don't even know how to cooperate right now. It was amazing. By the way, if you were wondering where I went in Costa Rica, I went to, I'll say them in Spanish. I went to Jaco, I went to Tamarindo, I went to Manuel Antonio, and I went to La Fortuna. So they were all beautiful, stunning. I even went to San Jose, but I actually didn't do anything there. We just slept there the first night and the last night. That was enough talk about my trip. I feel like I've been blabbering for a minute, but let's get into the topic of your perception. Now, if you're confused what perception means, perception is the state of being or the process of becoming aware of something through the senses. It is a way of regarding, understanding, or interpreting something. So a mental impression. So I guess it's kind of just your way of seeing things. And I think it's really interesting that there can be a situation and two people can be both looking at the situation but completely interpret them differently because they have different perspectives. And I think that this is also interesting because being able to be open with your perspective, have an open mind, being able to broaden your perspective through travel, through meeting people, through experiences. It's just such an underrated, well, I think it's not underrated. I think everybody knows, but if you open up your perspective and you broaden it, like there's just so much more opportunity for you and for you to appreciate things, for you to understand things to a deeper level, even just have deeper awareness, like for yourself. And I think it's amazing. I think you can connect with more people. And I feel like my goal in this life is probably to gain as much experience as I can, to broaden my perspective, to broaden my understanding, to be just like, you know, aware of everything and anything. It's crazy that also two different people can be living in the same situation, but one can be super content and one can be super depressed just because of their perception, and it can be their mentality. So I feel like this also goes into like manifesting, where if you see the world negatively or with a blue tint on, you're probably going to only focus on the negative things, only point out the negative things, only attract negative things because that's all that you can see. Whereas somebody could be in a really unfortunate situation, but they have a very optimistic mindset or a positive mind, and they still pick out the good in things. They still see the good in everyone. They still choose to get up happy because maybe they see the bigger picture. And I just find that topic just super interesting. So I was doing some research on it because you know how it'd be. Gotta figure out what I'm saying, right? And it says that broadening your perspective is an excellent way to enhance your understanding of the world, develop empathy, and improve your decision-making abilities. So to broaden your perspective, we're going to talk about all the ways that you can do this. I have a list here, and then I'm going to go into some personal examples of how I am going to do this, or how I have done this, or how I think that you can do this, so that we can do it together and that we can be open-minded, non-judgmental, positive. And it, you know what? It doesn't even have to be positive, because I don't want to preach toxic positivity. You know, if a situation is shitty, it's shitty. You don't have to be positive about it. But I think having an open or a broad perspective on it, maybe it will help you see the bigger picture and understand, or even if it's a shitty situation for someone else, you can kind of see it from their perspective, step out of your shoes, and kind of have more compassion and more empathy for them. But the first way that you can broaden your perspective, of course, is reading widely. So by this, it means reading a diverse amount of books, movies, even the content that you consume. Honestly, like following someone on TikTok that has a completely different perspective than you will like help you rewire and kind of change your mind and your opinion on certain topics, as well as exploring different genres or subjects and just cultures, experiences, like literally anything, just seeing something different from what you already have. Some books that I recommend for this is honestly any book. Any book that contains or talks about something that you don't know, I think you're bound to finish the book with a different idea or a different perspective just because you heard something that you didn't already come up with or that you didn't already know. So some of the books for me that I would say are good for this type of topic, but I'm sure that there's so many. So if you have any recommendations, I would love to hear them. them, or if you have a book or you saw a movie or you saw something where you finished it and you were like, damn, that now I think differently after that, let me know, because I want to read it. But some of the books that I will recommend is, of course, The Power of Now, which is a book that's all about changing your perspective to, instead of thinking about the future and thinking about what can be or what could be or what should be or what was, it's just thinking about right now, being present right now, and like, what is the situation at hand. Another book that is really good for changing your perspective is The Alchemist. There's also The Four Agreements, and there's also A New Earth, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. That one I was reading, but I haven't finished it yet. And I mean, obviously I talk about this book all the time, but 101 Essays That Will Change the Way You Think is a great book. I feel like it's taught me so many things that I hadn't even thought about before, and it's just made me think about things that nobody has ever asked me or that I have ever pondered myself. As for like YouTubers or content to consume, because I feel like a lot of people, they're not big readers. Maybe you're a podcast listener. Maybe you're a YouTube watcher. Maybe you're a TikTok scroller. Some of my favorites are obviously The Wizard Liz. She does really good podcasts on like self-improvement, but a lot of the times she'll make videos that are just titled like, this video will change your life, and you don't even know what it is, but you know if you click on that video, it's bound to have some good content. And whatever she'll say something that you didn't think about. So I think that she has really great content. I also think Leo Skeppy, he has a podcast called Aware and Aggravated, I think, and he's a life coach. I feel like he actually gives really good perspective. And also, I want to put in here that perspective isn't necessarily advice. Like, I'm not saying everything they say you have to take as advice. I mean, you can take it with a grain of salt, but these are people that I think are very opinionated, very passionate, and I mean, pretty intelligent, and also just have different opinions. So again, if you listen to them, you're bound to either agree with them, disagree with them, or learn something new. The two other YouTubers that I recommend for this is Alicia Goguen, I think that's how you say her name, and Margarita Nazarenko. All of them have great content, all covering a whole wide variety of subjects, and I highly recommend them. The next way that you can gain perspective is through travel. Now, obviously, we know this. When you go travel to a different country or a different city, you just see new people. You see the way they walk. You see the music they listen to. You see what the culture is like. It could be a real culture shock even to go somewhere completely different, which is, I feel like, something that I need. Like, I feel like especially living in a first world country, a city that's super expensive, going to like a third world country or something that is like completely different to what I know would probably really open my eyes and make me realize that, girl, it's not that deep. Do you realize the severity of like how people are living? It puts into perspective the problems that you have versus the problems that other people have. And it makes you realize, goddamn, I need to be more grateful, or how can I help more? Like, I feel like I need that. Which, low key, even Costa Rica, I felt like that. I felt like when we were traveling through little towns and just being in the car, road tripping through the country, I saw these tiny towns that were so small that I would have thought like I could never imagine myself living there. Like, I always would imagine that I would enjoy big cities, but everyone there feels so like communal, if that makes sense. Like, they have a strong community, they know everyone by their name, they probably never feel lonely because they all can rely on each other and they know each other by first name basis. Whereas in a huge city, you can feel like you have so many people around you, yet you don't even know your neighbor's names and you don't even feel comfortable knocking on their door. Like, it's just crazy to see that that's how some people live. And I hope that I don't sound like super privileged or like some stupid girl from Canada saying this. Like, I don't know. I just think that it's really important to travel so that you can see a whole bunch of different scenarios or see the way people are living. It says here that experiencing new cultures and meeting people from different backgrounds and also immersing yourself in unfamiliar environments can be extremely eye-opening. It challenges your preconceptions and it also makes you appreciate cultural diversity and gain a broader perspective on life. So I feel like that encapsulates everything I was saying. And in another way, I guess another example of how I think my perspective changed was even going to New York. This sounds really funny, but I was surrounded by a lot of really wealthy people, and even just seeing how they interact, how they carry conversations, or even some of the out-of-pocket things that I heard from like influencers, like people that have influence, it kind of really opens your mind to being like, wow, people think like this, which is crazy. I'm glad that I know that, but also I don't align with that. So I feel like that's good too. And also just being placed in a much more diverse city, I think, is eye-opening. And so yeah, I really want to travel more. I feel like traveling somewhere in Asia or like Africa would be super eye-opening to me because I haven't been to either of those continent. Now that I went to Costa Rica, I feel like I've caught the little travel bug and I just want to go everywhere. Like, I would love to go to South Korea. I would love to go to Japan. I would love to go to Bali. I would love to go to India. I feel like They would have amazing culture and just color and food and community. And I just want to go everywhere. So tell me where you think I should have my next crazy travel plan to. The next way that we can broaden our perspective is by engaging in dialogue that is different than ours, I guess. This can be having conversations with people that hold different viewpoints as you and just people that grew up differently than you and have different opinions than you. I actually think that I'm a very open-minded person and I think that I have a lot of perspective, and something that I think is different, maybe in my scenario, than everyone else. I don't know if everyone does this, but something that I think really helps is the fact that I have a group chat with seven of my friends, including me. And we send videos in that chat every single day. Like, my friends are constantly vlogging to me, telling me how their day was going. They'll talk about their problems, and they're very honest and open in the group chat. So like, I'm always hearing how somebody's doing at work, how their relationship is going. Say they go out, they're going to tell us about their experience. They'll send random vlogs about the thoughts that they're having. They'll send random rants about things that are bothering them. Maybe they're asking for advice, whatever it may be. I swear to God, I am listening to seven people's like brain at all times. And I feel like me saying that, some people might just be overwhelmed by the idea of that. Like, the thought of having a group chat that's constantly bumping with videos may be the least appealing thing to someone. But because they are my best friends, I love to hear everything about them. I love to listen and give advice and just like hear what's going on with them and have the updates. But something I will say is that having so many people's different opinions is just so broadening to my perspective. Like, sometimes I'll go into the group chat being like, guys, I need your advice. This is how I think about something. Like, am I in the wrong? Tell me if I'm in the wrong. And then my friends will respond to me and be like, I see it from this viewpoint. I see it from this viewpoint. I see it from that. And then I get to hear so many different perspectives. And I feel like it's made me so much more aware, and like aware in social situations, self-aware, just aware, because I know what other people are thinking. And I feel like if you are a person that is very introverted or like doesn't like to converse much, which, I mean, I guess that is fine, but you are missing out on hearing other people's opinions and perspectives, because they can open your ears to something that you never even thought about. And I feel like that's so helpful, especially in your 20s. Obviously, it's important to listen to yourself and your own inner guidance, because like, you know what's right for you. I get it. But sometimes you are blinded to situations, or you are seeing them a little bit tunnel vision, or you're only seeing things the way you were taught to see them. When if you hear other people's perspectives, they'll be so different than yours because they grew up differently, and it can be immensely helpful for whatever situation you're going through. So that's, I mean, a big thing for me is always talking to my friends before I like make a decision, or if I do make a decision, to hear what they have to say. And I really value other people's opinions, even if you're not necessarily going to take them, because it just helps you just think. I feel like it's important to question yourself and your own beliefs, and maybe even your life. Like, sometimes you could be going through things, not questioning things, but it's important to take a step back and like see the bigger picture. I especially think that if you're traveling, having conversations with people that have a bunch of different diverse backgrounds is super interesting and eye-opening. And if you can't think of anyone that you necessarily want to talk to, or I don't know, like friends or whatever, I feel like it's also really interesting to just listen to people talk over podcasts or YouTube videos or TikToks, because same thing, you get to hear someone else's perspective and it kind of feels conversational. And I mean, if you really want to go above and beyond, you can pull up your journal and kind of journal to yourself about what that person was talking about. So for example, if you guys listen to one of my episodes, you guys can journal about it after and be like, this is what I thought, this is what she thought, this is how I would have approached this differently, etc. You learn a lot from other people, but you also learn a lot by how you respond. You can also watch like TED Talks, and something that I really like to do, and I feel like I've said this before, but it's like Googling what you think. And it's kind of like talking to yourself. Like, for example, this is kind of random, but me and my friends were talking about the quality of ambition, and we were like, oh my God, that's so like, that's such a great trait. Like, if someone calls you an ambitious person, that is like so great. And we were thinking about ambitious. So then we were like looking up, like, what does it mean to be a person that's ambitious? And then we're like looking at all the reasons there. And then once we see all those, maybe some little quote or some line in that article sparked interest. So then we researched that topic, and then it kind of goes like not research, but you know, look it up. And I feel like it kind of like trails down, and then you just go down a path of searching up or looking into or reading about like anything and anything, just staying curious. And honestly, that's one of my favorite things. I do that all the time. Another way that you can broaden your perspective is by trying a bunch of new experiences. We get very comfortable in our comfort zones, as it's said, but even going to a new gym can be very eye-opening. For example, when I went to Equinox for the first time, this sounds so like cliche, because like, girl, it's just the gym. But going to a gym that's like super intense, I feel like everyone was fit and everyone was super committed to not only working out, but the lifestyle of being super healthy, it made me super motivated and inspired. And I was like, damn, like these people are waking up at like 5 a.m. Like they've got their shit together. They are here. They're not dreading to be here. They want to be here. This is their lifestyle. This is their life. They enjoy it. And that even opened my eyes up and it kind of inspired me and ignited a fire in me to go to the gym 4 days a week because everyone else is having such a good time doing it. So something as simple as that can be a new experience that kind of changes your perspective and opens your eyes up to something new. So I feel like if there's something in your life that you do daily, or maybe you've been going to the same gym for a while, or maybe you go to the same, I don't know, grocery store for the longest time, try going somewhere new and just kind of creating new pathways in your brain, like just something new. Another way you can have a new experience is going out with a new group of friends. And this doesn't have to be like going out at night or anything, but whenever I make new friends, I feel like a common thing, especially in our 20s, like it's like, oh, we should go out, we should do this, we should do that. And it's always a different experience going with people that you don't really know that well. And obviously, be safe with it. Don't go crazy. Don't go hang out with like strangers. But I mean, like if you know them, mutual friends, whatever, it's always so like funny and fun. And you'll come out of it with new memories or like stories because it's with people that you don't know, you don't know how they're gonna react. It's different than the people that you go out with all the time. And you also get to see how you react to those situations, or maybe you act completely different around them. And hopefully that's in a good way. But I feel like that's super fun. And it doesn't even have to be going out at night, but it could be like trying a new hobby, going to a new restaurant, having literal different tastes of food on your taste palette, like just something new and interesting and different. Another example could be volunteering or doing service work, which honestly I haven't done in like a really long time, if ever, to be honest, which is so embarrassing. Like I feel like I should go do that, and that's definitely a goal for myself this summer. Doing something like this can be a super interesting and eye-opening experience to seeing the bigger picture and seeing how much help is needed out there and how you can use yourself as help, and also meeting different people through those situations. The other thing you can do is participate in workshops or seminars or things where you learn stuff. I'm sure you're gonna find many people that like the same things as you or just like learn something new. Also studying abroad. I am so jealous, honestly, of people that get to do this, which I know technically I could do this and I low-key want to do that like just for myself, like live in a different country for like 6 months. But my friends actually just recently did a study abroad in Australia and they just had the best time and I can't wait for them to come back. Just to hear about all their stories. But if you have the option to do this, I feel like you just need to take the leap for it. And if for some reason you're listening to this right now and you're deciding whether you should do a study abroad trip, you have to do it. You only live once. It might be scary, but it's probably going to be so beneficial and character development on 100. Like I want to do that. That would be your canon event. And I think one more way that you can experience something new is engaging in multicultural activities. I found this one online and I actually was just thinking about this the other day, especially I was literally talking about this in this podcast earlier, but I feel like I'm not that connected to my roots, my Hispanic roots. And I get comments on this all the time and people being like, you need to get more in touch with your Hispanic side. And I'm just like, girl, how? Like, I don't know how, but maybe I do know how. Maybe it's not that hard and I just need to put in some effort. But by going to cultural events or festivals or workshops that like celebrate the traditions or art or foods or language, like all that kind of stuff, I feel like, first of all, that would help me as a human being with my own inner journey, because it would probably open my eyes up and be like, wow, like this is all out here and you should get more in touch with this. Or it would be really interesting as a person that is not from that culture to learn a different culture, because you'd be exposed to so many new things and you can make your opinion on so many new things, which I think is really cool. Anyways, we've talked about a whole bunch of reasons on how to open your perspective. I feel like I kind of threw in there the main ones for me that have really helped me grow. Other than that, I feel like really the main thing is just meeting a whole bunch of people. I think meeting a bunch of different personalities and just really getting to know people, actually showing genuine interest in them, is like the best way to just grow your awareness. And if people ask you for advice, like all those different things, I just feel like meeting so many new people and different personalities really makes you learn so much about yourself and about other people. Another one that is kind of a given, but I feel like I talk about all the time, so I don't want to get too much into it, but it's like shadow work and really opening your mind up to more about yourself, but also just doing like journaling prompts. I always get asked, like people being like, what should I journal about? I don't know what to journal. And if you want to journal about this specific topic, I highly recommend searching up on Pinterest journal prompts on opening your perspective or something like that. And I wrote down a few that I want to talk to you guys about. I feel like it would be fun to list some prompts that you guys can do as well, but also I'm going to kind of reflect on them and you guys can listen to mine. We can have a little conversation. And if you want to write them down, do them after this podcast episode is done. The first journal prompt is, reflect on a time when you have encountered a different culture or belief system. How did that experience challenge or change your own perspective? I was thinking about this question myself, and we talked about it earlier in this episode as well, but I feel like a big one is Costa Rica. My experience there. There were so many solo travelers that I met there. If there's something that you want to do, like travel or travel abroad, people are just doing it. They have nothing holding them down. They don't have like societal norms telling them they have to be married by this time, they have to be dating by this time, they have to be in school by this time. They're just living out of their like truest desires and they're so happy, which is like ultimately the goal, isn't it? The next journal prompt is, think about a topic or issue that you feel strongly about. Now try to argue from the opposite viewpoint. Explore the reasons and evidence that support that perspective. How does this exercise change your understanding of the issue? I think that one's super interesting as well. By the way, I found all these journal prompts on Pinterest, so not creds to me. To be honest, there was no author or anything where I saw these. I think that one's a super interesting one. I don't really want to get into that right now because I feel like I actually need to journal about that. Like, I don't even know. And then the next one is to describe an encounter or a conversation you had with someone from a different background or opposing view. What did you learn from their perspective and how did it affect your own beliefs or assumption? Now, for this one, I have an example, and it was that when I went to Costa Rica, I met someone that was a surfer. They were talking about how they love the ocean and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, honestly, I don't even want to go surfing. I'm low-key scared of a shark. I'm low-key scared of a stingray, and I think I'd be bad at it. I'm so scared. And they were like, honestly, kind of took me by surprise because I was not expecting this response. But they were like, well, you have a podcast, right? Like when you first started your podcast, you were scared, weren't you? And I was like, yeah, honestly, I was really scared. And they were like, and you did it. And yeah, it was hard, but every episode that you did after that, it got better and better. And now you're not so scared, right? Like it just took that first jump. And I was like, you know what? You're right. They were trying to put it into perspective that like, yes, surfing may seem scary and it may be intimidating or whatever, but just like everything else in life, yes, it is hard. Yes, it is scary. But as long as you try again and you keep going, then it doesn't become that scary anymore. And like nothing really is that scary. That's the type of situation where they had opposing views than I did, being I found the ocean super scary and surfing just seemed really hard. And they definitely had a different perspective on that situation and shut me down real fast when I told them that I was too scared. And it was kind of humbling. So now I'm like, maybe I should go surf. Okay, the next one is to reflect on a movie, a book, or a piece of art that had a profound impact on you. How did it challenge or expand your perspective? What insight or new ideas did you gain from it? Now, honestly, I don't watch that many movies, so I feel like I can't even give you a good example of this, except for like a super superficial example. I watched The Devil Wears Prada the other day. It's a movie about fashion, and this is like so stupid that this is the profound movie I'm talking about, but literally I don't watch movies, which is another thing that I really want to get better at because that would help open my perspective. The movie The Devil Wears Prada is all about like a fashion girly, and she's going into like the fashion industry, and to be honest, that movie was made in the 2000s or something, and a lot of the things they said were so out of pocket. And like me being in the fashion industry a little bit, like I've been to the fashion weeks or whatever, I feel like it's just how the movie portrayed it. And it really did show how like kind of shallow it can be. But it also showed, this is the opposing side, it also showed how much fashion can mean to other people and how it's so important and the history of fashion goes so deep. You know, it kind of showed me both perspectives. Like it showed me one perspective of how superficial it can be, how toxic it can be, how people care about things that aren't really that important, but it also showed me the culture and the history is so important to people and how every piece of clothing that you put on your body is so telling to other people and to the world, what your mood is, what your mindset is, what kind of person you are, and it is truly a reflection of you. And the more that you put effort into your appearance, the more that people can really like appreciate it too. They talked a lot about how the way you dress makes a big impact on other people. And I thought that was super interesting. And even that movie alone made me super inspired to wanna fix up my style and put more effort into my appearance and truly wear and shop for clothes that embody who I am as a human and what kind of vibe I'm trying to give off to the world. So I feel like that movie, as silly as it sound, really did give me new insight and new ideas. And even while I was watching it, I felt really inspired that like I pulled up my journal. Like that's when you know I was watching a movie and I pulled out my journal to literally write bullet points because what I was watching was so interesting to me. And the last journal prompt that I have for you guys is to describe a time where you encountered failure or setback. How did you initially perceive it? and how did your perspective evolve over time? What lessons did you learn from this experience? I feel like for you, this could be like if you had a breakup or something, or maybe you tried a job and it didn't work out for you. I think that you can reflect on this and see how maybe it was actually for the best that it didn't work out. And there's probably so many other good things that came out of it. But yeah, those are some journal prompts that I would love for you guys to try out, to reflect on, to think about, see how it makes you think about yourself. I think another way we can go about talking on this subject, if you cultivate a positive mindset and you really take the time to foster your mind and take care of it and really treat yourself with respect and love, and you yourself are a high vibrational human, everything that you see out in the universe is going to reflect that. And there's a quote for this, and it says that we do not see things as they are, but rather we see things as we are, which mic drop. I feel like that quote even inspires me to reflect on the things that I'm currently having negative thoughts over and think, are they really that negative, or can I just not see it from the perspective that would be beneficial to me? Or when I complain about living in a certain city and it's like, girl, you should be so grateful for where you live. And rather than blaming the situation that you're currently in or the city that you're in, or thinking that there isn't enough for you in the place that you're living, think about yourself and how you can change your mindset and your perspective, because that's what's going to change the outcome of your life. The same way that there's another quote here that says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's kind of the same as that thing where if you start focusing on the color red, all of a sudden you see red everywhere. And having that in mind, if you start focusing on the good, or you start focusing on love, everything regarding that will be found around you. I'm just coming in on a voiceover here, so if the audio sounds a little different, that is why. But I just wanted to come on and speak on something that I didn't get to speak on while I was filming the podcast. I also wanted to say that with having a greater perspective, you can also use this idea, I guess, to combat anyone that makes you feel bad about yourself, or that picks on you, or bullies you, or judges you, or even is acting out or making you feel bad about yourself. You're able to look at the situation and realize that their perception of the situation is so different than from what actually is the case. Like, they may be blowing something out of proportion, or they may just not be able to see the whole picture. And if you are able to see the whole picture, first of all, you can have some empathy for them for not even realizing, but also just taking yourself out of the situation and not making yourself feel bad about it, because you can just say to yourself, like, they just don't get it. It's not worth arguing with. It's not worth fighting with. Same goes for insecurities. When you're insecure about something, just realize that that's the way that you're thinking, and it's not the way it actually is. And also, people that make you feel bad about something, it is all due to them projecting their insecurities. It has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with the actual world. It's just coming from their head, and that is their perception of the situation. So I think it's just so helpful to look at it from this point of view. And yeah, I hope that this topic made sense, or that you got something out of it, or it opened your perspective, or it made you want to open your perspective, and now you have some ideas on how you can do so. That is my goal. I love you guys, and I will talk to you next week.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.